Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation about stress presenting with a physical symptom.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Come in.
Hello.
Hi, Erica. Nice to see you. How are you?
I'm all right. I've just been having a really stiff neck.
Hmm.
I've been starting to get really bad headaches as well, like in the back of my head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's just been really annoying.
Okay. How long's that been going on?
Quite a while now, a couple of weeks, but yeah. Like this past week's been really bad for the headaches.
Okay. All about your neck and your head?
It's starting to be like my shoulder, like there.
Yeah.
Like, it's like all like here.
Okay.
Just really annoying as well.
All right. Anything else?
No.
No. Was there some other issue that you're planning to raise apart from your neck?
No, that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any thoughts about what might be causing it?
No clue.
No idea. Never happened before?
No.
Oh, okay. Been doing anything that might have triggered it?
No.
Oh, okay. Has anyone else said anything about this? Have you discussed it with anybody?
Yeah, my dad thinks it's me uni bag, that it's a bit heavy on my shoulder.
Okay. How heavy is it?
Pretty heavy.
Yeah, okay.
But...
is it plausible? Do you believe that?
I don't know.
Not sure.
Because I carried on this shoulder.
All right. The rest of your muscles okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just the headaches that are really annoying.
Yeah. Tell me more about those.
Just in the back here. It's really like...
on one side or just at the whole of the back of your head?
More like this side here.
Particularly
like,
on the left-hand side?
Just like, uh-huh.
So head and neck?
Yeah.
All feel sore. All the time, or does it come and go?
Come and goes, but yeah, it just comes and goes.
Yeah, okay. What makes it worse?
I think maybe it's like when I'm like doing a bit more and...
so activity?
Yeah.
Yeah. Including carrying?
I don't know, maybe it's like, say like when I'm sitting now, like I'm all kind of alright.
Yeah.
Like it is me neck sore, like I don't have a headache. Well,
yeah.
I don't think I have a headache, but like yesterday when I was at uni all day, honestly my head was just killing.
Try doing things and it hurts more when you're carrying your bag to uni and your dad thinks... it's linked with that, okay. Okay. Any thoughts about what it could be or what you were worried it might be?
No.
No?
No. No clue.
Not read anything or...
no.
No alarmist reports from friends or from the internet or anything like that? Right. Okay. You're well in yourself?
Yeah, fine.
No fever?
No.
Not been travelling recently?
No.
No. Okay. You look a bit anxious.
Do I?
Yeah. Is it... no.
Just going through quite a lot at the minute.
Yeah. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Well, my boyfriend has got cancer at the minute.
Oh, crikey. When was that diagnosed?
In October. It just... it doesn't help.
And how's he getting on?
He's forced around to chemotherapy at the minute, which yeah. He's in the hospital right now.
Yeah.
But he's really unwell at the minute.
What sort of cancer does he have?
Burkitt's lymphoma.
Okay. So he's really going through it, isn't he? And so are you, consequently, as well, aren't you?
I think we all are.
Yeah. Do you think there could be a link with the stress and your pain too?
I think maybe it's easier because of uni as well. I'm just trying to keep up right now.
Are you managing to keep up?
I think I am.
Yeah.
Well, my lecturers and things know, which them are really helpful, so...
yeah. You sleeping okay?
No, that's another thing, like my neck. It's... me sleep.
Yeah, so that's affecting your sleep. Well... your sleep's affected and you're tense and your,
and it's
your,
like,
your muscles
oh.
are sore and everything, yeah. So they're all feeding off each other, aren't they?
Okay.
Oh,
I have to get upset.
No. It's helpful to know what's going on and to be able to help you with this, isn't it? Okay. Can I check about your general health?
Uh-huh.
Your mood? Okay-ish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sleep, not great, but eating okay. Weight's been
right. Oh, God,
right.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
Right. Okay, and you're managing to just about cope with university, but you've told your supervisors about that. You don't need a note from me to...
No, I'm fine.
...to take account of anything. No, all right. And you're living at
home with your dad.
Mum and dad.
Yeah,
and they're, brother. And they know all about this, don't
they?
Yeah. All right. What were you hoping I would do for you today?
To be honest, I don't know.
Not sure.
You wanted... Just because it'd been happening for a while. Like, it'd been hurting for a while, so I just thought...
Yeah.
I'd come and say, I don't know.
Okay. Can I just check there's nothing else going on there? So, no numbness or weakness in your arms or legs? On a pill?
Yeah, I am.
Which one? Don't know.
Begins with an M.
Microgynon?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And happy with that?
Yeah.
Not missed any pills or periods or anything like that?
No.
No chance of pregnancy at the moment?
No.
No. Okay. And your general health okay?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Okay. Let's just have a quick look at your neck, if that's okay. No lumps in your neck at all.
No. Don't worry. Don't think so.
No, okay. Stand up for me and just slip your jacket off, if you wouldn't mind.
I've got
one
big jumper to do.
Great. Pop your ear down to one side, then down to the other side. All right. Turn your chin so you're looking that way, and then the other way. That's great. And put your arms up like that. Keep them there. Don't let me press them down. And that's where you're getting the soreness, isn't it? So it's all muscular tension. Yeah, okay. Tell me a bit more about your sleep and how that's been affected.
I don't know, like, I find myself, because I like to sleep on the side. And sleep obviously better on this side, and then I'll wake up during the night and I'm on this side and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, okay.
So, but it is annoying because I keep waking up during the night and I'm like, oh, move over.
Okay. Well, we've got a number of options. You've got the options, and I'll try and put you in a picture to be able to understand, to choose the best option for you, if that's all right. It's a muscular tightness. A lot of it is linked with tension.
Uh-huh.
All right. And relaxation techniques will often ease that. So I could give you some, or you could look them up yourself if you prefer. Often massaging will help.
I had my mum massaging it the other day.
Which is often helpful. And sometimes massaging a kind of topical painkill.
I had the hot water bottle on as well.
Did that help?
Yeah, it did a little bit.
So just relieving that muscular tension can make a lot of difference. I quite often prescribe a cream called Algicel, which is it's an anti-inflammatory painkiller, but it's mostly just the massage that helps more than anything else.
Right.
So you could use something like that if you wanted to. But there are other options that could help you sleep a little bit better, particularly because you're going through so much and could help you with the tension and with the pain. So one option would be to use a tablet called amitriptyline. Amitriptyline we commonly use as a treatment for depression, but we now often use it as a painkiller,
mm-hmm.
or sometimes to help people to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It does cause dryness in the mouth though, and it can unwind you. So if you're finding you're getting persistent problems, we could think about using something like that if you wanted. Or you could try a simple painkiller. But we don't tend to find that simple painkillers are very constructive in the long term. You could use them short term.
I was about to say, I've been taking like a paracetamol, but...
Yeah. I wouldn't encourage you to use that regularly because it doesn't really help with tension.
Uh-huh.
So relaxation techniques, understanding that it's a muscular tension rather than anything else, and massage are probably the sensible things for you. But you could explore other options to help you have a more comfortable night's sleep if you wanted to. So rub-on creams, maybe even amitriptyline if you wanted to. Does anything grab you from all of that?
I think I might just try cream.
Yeah, okay. Now, it's probably cheaper for you to buy it over the counter unless you get free prescriptions. Yeah. No, do you want me to write that cream down for you?
Yeah, please.
And do you want me to give you any relaxation techniques?
I'll look them up.
Look them up, yeah.
Uh-huh, that'd be fine.
Great.
I'll just take that.
If things are getting worse, then by all means give me a telephone call.
I will do.
I think understanding where it's coming from, there may be an aspect of the heavy school bag, because you're quite slight, aren't you, and a big school bag with lots of books and things in there potentially can cause some extra things, but it's muscular tension, muscular and tension that are the issue, and I think having the chance to relax and share your troubles is often helpful, isn't it?
Yeah.
But if things are getting worse, then let me know.
I will do.
Okay.
Right.
Any queries?
No, that's fine.
Right. Good
I'll
luck
try
with
this. Hopefully it works.
My thoughts are with you.
It will work.
Yeah.
Alright. Alright, thank you.
You're welcome, anytime.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.